Well, time to jump aboard the Election Express again. Our weekly look at how the election campaign's playing out outside the major metropolitan areas, where you could argue the battle is really being fought. We're trying to get a sense of how communities across the country are experiencing the campaigns through the eyes of newspaper editors who live and work there and know their communities very well. So Matt Dayton from the Mercury, the Hobart Mercury, and Ben English from the Townsville Bulletin are joining us now. Welcome to you both.
Good morning.
Could I get a quick overview, please, of the areas served by your papers and then an idea of your readership? Matt, to you first at the Mercury.
We're a whole of Tasmania paper, so we cover the seats of Denison, Braddon Bass, and Lyons and Franklin, so particularly Hobart and South, but we certainly have a coverage across all the electorates and a readership daily of upwards of 40,000.
And look, even
Sorry, 40,000 in print.
In print, right. Are you getting good online coverage too? People coming to you online?
Yeah, extraordinary. So our readership each week is about 350,000.
Wow.
So we cover upwards of 70 to 80% of the entire population. That's our penetration.
And so this is supposed to be, you know, we are all pretty weary, I think, of this campaign, though I'm prepared to be told I'm wrong. I wonder, because, you know, it's...
Absolutely right.
You know, Tasmania's really always a pretty hot old ground, and Tasmanian voters really do like to express themselves, shall we say. How would you read it thus far?
No, absolutely. I think people are quite engaged down here. So, you know, it's an interesting election. It's been a long campaign. It's still going to be a long campaign. But, you know, when you've got three... like Liberal seats in play, the northern seats of Bass, Braddon and Lyons, which could really go either way. It does make for an interesting battle, and it could be you know, a bit of a sleeper issue in terms of the national picture.
Yes, I think that too. Ben English, what's your paper's readership and where do you serve?
We'd be pretty similar numbers to Matt's paper in Tasmania. We cover basically, obviously Townsville's the epicentre of where we are, but it covers quite a broad swathe of area, extending down as far as Mackay, north towards Innisfail and out beyond Charters Towers. So that's probably covering about 250,000 people. Our readership would be 350,000 to 400,000 a week. Not including our digital audience.
And how often do you publish?
We're 6 days a week.
Oh, 6 days a week, right?
Yep, and then people get the Sunday mail out of Brisbane for their Sunday reading. So in terms of the election, we cover the main seat is Herbert, that covers most of Townsville, but it also straddles Dawson to the south and Kennedy to the west, and also Capricornia. So there's four seats there. The two that are probably most vulnerable are both held by the government, Dawson, George Christensen, and, of course, Ewan Jones in Herbert. And that's actually gained a lot of national attention, probably more than it otherwise would, because these two seats are in play and because Townsville is doing it so tough at the moment.
Yes, Herbert's become a little bit of a sort of almost a bellwether, hasn't it? Like Eden Monaro.
Yeah, look, going back to the Menzies era, the government of the day has generally held it, with the exception of when Whitlam was in. So during the Hawke Keating era, it was held by Labor, but ever since then, it's been held by the Libs, even through, and then from 2010, held by the Libs again by Ewan. But this time, even though he's holding a 6.8% margin, that has tightened considerably. Now it's considered buying ball.
Why, do you think?
Well, the main reason is jobs. We are, unfortunately, right now, the unemployment capital of Australia. There's conservatively 14% unemployment across the population.
Really?
Yeah. The reason being, it's largely cyclical. You basically got these twin storms of massive sort of a drought over the past 3 years. You've had three failed wet seasons. And, of course, the mining retreat. Townsville's a massive beneficiary of the mining boom because a lot of the workers, for instance, in Mount Isa would fly into Mount Isa work, but they'd actually have their digs in Townsville. And there'd be a lot of associated economic benefit from them living here. That's all vanished. And as a result, so have the jobs. So it's and then of course you had Q and I earlier this season, earlier this year.
Sorry, what?
Beef Hunt. So Clive Palmer's Q and I refinery.
Oh, obviously, yes. Right, got it.
I mean, that collapsed into administration in January. That's directly more than 800 jobs. Of course, indirectly, it's a multiple of that. But more importantly, it was just a shattering moment for the town's confidence. Mm. So that's what we're grappling with at the moment.
And so you've got all the big army families there too, which usually acts as a sort of leavener there. Is that the case?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. We're going through a tough time at the moment, but Townsville will always bounce back. And a big reason for that is, as you say, the garrison here. You know, there's 47,000 out of a population of 200,000 that are associated with the army in some way, either as families of ex-servicemen or you know, existing servicemen. So yeah, you're right. It's a massive component of it, and it gives us a certain stability to the city.
It's interesting, you know, that what you're describing, because I always think that a lot of people outside Queensland did not understand the impact for the Bligh government of the unemployment issues, and that just hadn't properly penetrated, and everybody was rather shocked at the vote against her because they thought she'd done so well in the cyclones and everything. And it's just really, in a way, you're describing something rather similar.
Yeah, look, you wouldn't envy a local member when they're facing economic conditions like this. I mean, jobs, the loss of jobs translates to the loss of votes. And what's become really the totemic issue here now is the stadium, which is, as far as the proponents go, so this is a football stadium to replace the existing decaying, crumbling one that's out near Kerwin, which is an outer suburb of Townsville. And the plan is to bring a massive stadium right into the heart of the CBD. And it's being promoted as the very embodiment of urban renewal, which of course is one of the watchwords of our Prime Minister. so far, he has resisted that call. And there's increasing frustration amongst a lot of people about that.
Very interesting. Now, look, you've been very patient, Matt, listening to all this, because you've had quite unusually, in the middle of an election, your biggest story this week wasn't political, but the massive floods that have devastated vast swathes of northwest Tassie. And then, of course, you tell me if I'm right or wrong, growing debate about the cloud seeding.
Yeah, it seems that Hydro did some cloud seeding on the Monday. I'm sorry, on the Sunday before the flood actually hit. So there's been a bit of an issue around that, but it's been an absolutely devastating week for Tasmania in the middle of an election campaign, and both parties suspended campaigning for that time. The damage is still being assessed, but estimates go that it could be as high as $100 million. And the real concerns people have are not just for the people up north where it was hardest hit, but particularly the northwest, where our farming industry, which has just gone through the whole dairy crisis as well, has had a pretty difficult 12, 8, 18 months, is now having to deal with something like this. Some farms have just been pretty much wiped off the map.
So a very hard challenge for the people concerned, but hard challenge for political leadership too.
Absolutely. I mean, the government, both state and federally, have been proactive, and they came in here and announced some emergency relief packages. And in a situation like this, it can't just be down to the governments either to try and revive a community. It has to be a whole community effort from the top to the bottom. So I think that's the one thing Tasmanians do in times of crisis, is they do come together. And I think that, you know, we'll see the best and worst of things happening over the next few weeks, but it's certainly been an extraordinarily difficult week for everyone involved, and you know, for the three families that have lost loved ones.
Yes, I feel
for. And for the people, you know, that have worked very hard to minimise those losses.
So, look, this is a touchy question, but then the atmospherics of how leaders and people who are sort of flying in, as it were, flying out, you know, that's what they've got to do. Both of them were there this week. It can matter a lot in terms of people's views of them. How do you think they managed it?
I think they did well. I think they were very sensitive. I think when you see the leaders come into town at a time like that, both state and federal, I think people appreciate it. They appreciate that people are taking the time out to come and listen to them and to hear their stories. Mm. I certainly didn't sense any any negativity about their visits. I thought it was a good thing.
Mm. And look, you were saying the Liberal-held seats are in play, but Andrew Wilkie is looking pretty relaxed in Denison, isn't he? And Jackie Lambie is similarly comfortable in her Senate seat for Tasmania.
Oh, yeah, it's Tasmania and it's a Senate, so anything could happen. I'll do Wilkie first. Wilkie's got about a 15% margin, so he should be reasonably comfortable. The only issue with Wilkie would be if there's the prospect of a hung parliament. He basically got in the last couple of times on pretty strong Liberal preferences. If that changes and the preferences go to Labor, you know, the margin could be reduced significantly. And if the major parties pour in funds in the last couple of week or two sniffing a hung parliament, you know, that could be a different scenario. But I think Wilkie's quite safe. I think Julie Collins is quite safe in Franklin, again, on preferences. And I think Lambie will get back in. I think Lambie's emerged as someone who is, you know, actually quite respected by her local community. You know, if you go into Burnie and those areas, people speak very highly of her. And she's actually moderated her views to an extent, but I think she's grown into the role as a politician. She won't please everyone, and she'll still say things that make the front page of our newspaper and, you know, will sell us a few copies. But generally, I think she's grown into the role, and I'd be very surprised if she wasn't returned comfortably.
Okay, gentlemen. Well, that's a very interesting overview. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Matt Dayton from Hobart and Ben English from the Townsville Bulletin, the Hobart Mercury and the Townsville Bulletin. And we'll have two more different editors next week.